Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife Bev is on a ministry trip. The news media is filled with fake news, stories about fake news, and frankly speaking, half-truths about the truth. You know the bad thing about a half-truth? It's just you may be listening to it. Well, you may be listening to the wrong half. Admiral Hyman Rickover once said, "Half-truths are like a half-brick. They can be thrown further." We should never accept half the truth when we have unlimited access to the whole truth. Only the whole truth will set you free. Most Christians only know half the truth, especially when it comes to money. They know Jesus commanded us to give up all we have and follow him, and that's good teaching. I teach that. But there's a second part to that truth. And only when you understand the second part will you really be set free. Jesus did say to give up all and follow him. But he also said he'd give back a hundredfold here and now in this lifetime. Mark 10:29-23. "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." There it is, straight out of the scripture. You'll receive a hundredfold return now in this time. Not after you die and go to heaven. Jesus wants you to give all you have for him. But only so he can give it back to you. God doesn't want you poor or homeless. He wants you to give up those things only so he can multiply them back to you. Giving everything up doesn't necessarily call for deeding all your property to the church. It does mean giving God control of your possessions. Very seldom have I ever heard of God asking anyone to sell everything and give it to his work. But sometimes he has, not often. Release it all, and you'll get it back. When you release everything to the Lord, he promises to return it to you abundantly. That is the promise from Mark 10:29-30. Mark 10:29-30. Classic Amplified Bible. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who's given up and left house to brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel's, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." God made the promise. Now he's waiting for his people, his children, to grasp his mentality in relation to abundance and stop being cheated out of what is potentially yours. When you release control of your possessions to the Lord, you don't give up anything. Please listen to Mark 10:29-30 one more time. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who's given up and left it all for my sake and for the gospel's, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time and in the age to come, eternal life." This passage deals with things we understand, houses, lands, and families. So don't turn a deaf ear to what God wants you to hear in this passage. Do not let Satan lie to you even one more day by telling you it's holy to be poor. In the deepest sense, to be poor means to be powerless. If the devil can keep the saints trembling in shoes full of holes, living in rundown houses, barely able to pay their bills and buy groceries, he can stop the spreading of the gospel to the world. Every soul-winning ministry, evangelist, Christian writer, or teacher needs money to carry on an effective gospel outreach. So you can see why Satan wants to keep the saints poor. God does not talk about a poverty gospel in Mark 10, 29 and 30, nor does he talk about religious things. He talks about houses and lands. God wants us to release everything into his control, not so that you'll be poor, but so that he can make you far richer than you were before. That's God's way of preparing you for your dynamic part in the financing of his great end time harvest. How do you get the good life going? Before you can really experience the good life, you have to focus on the spiritual. The scripture tells us in Luke 12, 22 and 23. Luke 12, 22 and 23. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. This life, the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Now see, God wants you to eat and have fine clothes. He doesn't want you to be anxious for them. But don't follow after them. Don't make them the Lord of your life. You got to keep your priorities. Luke 12:31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your life is more than food, drink, a nice house, and vacations. Your life starts when you seek first God's kingdom and God's way. When you literally put God's kingdom first and begin to live totally in Christ, understanding you're his temple, you can have nice clothes, a good car, and a beautiful home. All these things will be added to you, but it's a matter of priority. God says a good life is your portion. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor. For it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is a gift of God. God does not want to deprive you of the things you need to live, and to live, I might add, abundantly. He just wants you to seek him first. Then all these other things will be added unto you. When you begin to experience the good life, don't stop seeking the Lord. As surely as you do, those things that God so richly added to you will begin to fall away. Abounding to finance the end time harvest, think about that. We're definitely living in the end times. We're down to the final harvest. All you got to do is look around you. The Church of Jesus Christ does not have enough tools to bring in the harvest or enough storage bins to house it if we did. There's almost 3 billion souls out there who are still waiting to hear about Jesus. We don't have the proper funds to send preachers to them so that these people can hear the gospel. Or millions of people going to hell because God does not provide us with the resources to reach them. See, that's nonsense. They're going to hell because the saints of God have not learned to lay hold of the resources God has already provided. Yes, God wants you to abound. Yes, God wants you to be prosperous. Yes, God wants you to have control over great wealth. Who else can he trust? Who else will give to bring in the kingdom? It won't be the multimillionaire rock stars who sing satanic songs. It won't be the Hollywood sin peddlers or pornographic folks who make billions of dollars by showing indecent pictures of people and even little children. It won't be the drug dealers who are daily destroying the lives of so many of our precious teenagers and young adults. And surely it will not be the liquor manufacturers. God wants you, hear me now, God wants you in abundance, because only the saints of God will take the prosperity he gives them and use it as good stewards. Only his children will use the money for the salvation of millions of dying souls. Remember that God has given you the ability to prosper. You can reach a dying world with the good news if you use that prosperity correctly. We need to circle the globe with the good news that Jesus died on the cross to save us. If we keep living according to our old concepts, our old ideas about money and prosperity, there's no way we'll ever reach the lost. It will take a breakthrough in our lives and the lives of thousands, millions of other saints before we will finally experience God's abundance and begin to reach the world. It's time we embrace the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the promises of God. So help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say something else to you. 5 nights a week, I send out a Rich Thoughts meme. It's got a picture with a saying on it. The one from last night said, "Your future will be better than your past. Believe it, act on it." That's from Job 8:7. Then a little short thing that I put last night. "Your future will be brighter by far than your past." That's Job 8:7 in the Contemporary English Version. And I personalized it for every person who received this meme. For instance, "Ray, your future will be brighter than your past." I'm telling you that on this call because that's a profound scripture and something we all need to get a hold of. We need to get it deep down inside of us that our future will be brighter than our past. Hallelujah. Get that down inside of you. And if you'd like to receive these memes, if you don't know what a meme is, it's a picture with something written on it. And what I write is things to encourage, exhort, edify, build you up, lift you up. If you'd like to get it Monday through Friday, just send me an email to harold@haroldherring.com and give me the phone number you want it sent to, and we'll send it to you. You'll be blessed by it. Speaking of being blessed, if you've been blessed by this call, go to haroldherring.com, click on the button that says "Sow a Seed," and ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.